welcome to Dueling Tangents. We're on the bright side of things here on Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. We're going to enjoy ourselves today. We got good things to talk about. A lot of sun is shining out there.
Like I said, days are getting longer.
Days are getting longer. The sun is shining and everybody is pretty much great.
I flipped the switch on Brian, everyone.
So hey!
We went from doom and gloom and dark side to the Mr. Bright Side. And you could be like Brian. You can be all happy and excited the days are getting longer, too. You can give us a call. You could be like Joe and Madison. Joe, how you doing this afternoon?
Well, Foxconn, we return again to the essential, gosh, what would you call it? The kind of nightmarish, sad shame of our state. But I would say that we shouldn't be shameful about it anymore. Instead, we should just embrace this as a possible television series that we could have. It would be somewhat akin to The Office, but larger. So we could take some of these great events, like the president zipping down in his helicopter with the golden shovels to start the project, outlined on the cocktail napkin. We could, have the beleaguered auditors looking at the books and not being able to make sense of it. We could have the scene where, as I understand it, at one point they had nothing to do with the large dome building, so they were thinking about using it for boat storage. We could have the scene where, as I understand, there was nothing to do because the contracts, had gone to Nowhereville, and there were guys with little front-end loaders just having races inside the Golden Dome. So I think there's a lot of potential to just take this story and make it into a comedy. Maybe we could get Dick Wolf Enterprises to just head north for a while and include us. And, this is the way that we can make our money back. Just think of the ancillary materials.
I think Brian could narrate it. I know an excellent voice actor right here. I'm looking at him, and he
Welcome
could narrate that entire story.
I think he's got plenty of opportunities to create the character of his dreams. And so I'm putting on my bingo card that somebody takes Foxconn and what's the word they use? Lightly disguised or based on, the terminology.
A little bit of satire, I would say.
Yeah,
Welcome to Foxconn.
Yeah. Based on slightly a true story?
Think of Wisconsin as a sturgeon. And think of a sturgeon-sized lamprey sucking off of the same size sturgeon.
Yeah,
delicious.
See what you can do, guys. See what you can do.
So what you're saying is basically, hey, we know you have a giant lump on the side of your head. It's a giant fatty tumor lump, and it's going to be a complicated procedure to remove it. It's benign, but let's not pretend that it's not there. So let's embrace it and do some, maybe some performative art with it. All right.
Chance to make some dollars.
Hey.
Go for it, guys.
All right, Joe, appreciate the call and appreciate your submission for the 2022 Dueling Tangents bingo card, because we're going to fill up those spaces and we will be taking your submissions.
You know what? Let's take Wisconsin and make it into the circus that we know and love.
I have a feeling Joe's right, though, because, Wisconsin Public Radio, the outlet we've found this story that was the ones that claimed or requested the public records on this, they've done excellent podcast series on Derailed, how the train failed to come to Wisconsin because of the Walker administration. We got the Unrigged, I believe, is what they did the next series on for the gerrymandered maps that the Walker administration did.
Real good stuff.
I have a feeling this is just going to be the next storyline that the folks over at WPR are going to sink their teeth in.
But
we might want to jump on it before that.
Yeah, well, I'm saying is that they do this like WPR, and it's very. We requested the records,
and they did not give them to us.
It turns out that they told us to make love to ourselves, and apparently we were very upset. In fact, I took a sword and cut the head off of a doll that I was working on. And then I destroyed my craft table.
Yeah, we hit it a little more.
I used my flamethrower. It was a lot cleaner than I thought.
Yeah, we take a little bit of a different approach to the covering of the stories here at Devil Radio.
It'd be more of an entertaining. I'd say it's more like watching Joe Exotic. I think that's the theme of what we need to do to go and make this entertaining.
Yes, it would have to be
the
downfall
something. Ridiculousness of Wisconsin. But we said we're going to talk about the bright side, right?
Yes, we are talking about the bright side.
And we talked about fiscal responsibility and local control.
And how bad Republicans are at both.
Yes, very, very bad.
Very bad. But there is a bright side to the topic of fiscal responsibility in Wisconsin. Brian, share the headline with us.
Well, Governor Evers today released has a press release here, and it says Governor Evers announces largest positive GAAP balance in Wisconsin state history. Huh.
That's the general fund, also known GAAP is also known as the general fund. It's the general tax fund that the state of Wisconsin has when it collects tax revenues.
Huh.
Largest in state history.
Governor Tony Evers announced today that the state's general fund has recorded the largest positive balance in Wisconsin state history at the end of 2021 fiscal year using generally accepted accounting principles, the GAAP accounting principles. Last year, the governor announced that for the first time since the state began publishing its annual comprehensive financial report in 1990, the state's general fund was no longer running a deficit.
Hmm.
It's almost like the people who cry about deficits vote in people who run them up.
Yeah, it's almost like that's the case.
Wow.
So a little bit of fiscal responsibility happening here in the state of Wisconsin, but I can guarantee you probably won't hear it given this kind of coverage on any other station because other stations don't like the fact that this is a victory for Governor Tony Evers.
Also, the state deposited a record high, almost $967.4 million into its budget stabilization fund, also known as the Rainy Day Fund.
The Rainy Day Fund.
Current balance in the state's Rainy Day Fund now totals $1.73 billion, a figure that's by far the largest in state history. But again, tell me how... Wait, who's in control of the purse strings?
The purse strings, that would be Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu.
Okay. But they're trying to spend it on what?
Tax cuts.
Okay, good.
That's about tax cuts and corporate giveaways to foreign corporations like Foxconn and corporations that are closing factories like Kimberly-Clark.
That's good.
That's good, very good. Stuff. Very, good very good stuff. And I think one of the reasons that we might have this unprecedentedly large surplus in the general fund, Governor Evers successfully renegotiated the Foxconn deal. Instead of giving away $4 billion to Foxconn, I believe the most that they can get in public subsidies now is about $80 million a year. Like, it's drastically lower.
So he's turned the spigot at least a little bit.
Right. He couldn't completely get rid of it. And hopefully Foxconn's still going to bring some jobs because we want more jobs here in the state of Wisconsin.
Sure.
But not at the expense of, like...
Your job is to be a number for us so we can hit this other number. So
we just need you to
money.
Sit in this globe and don't do anything, and we'll have the village of Mount Pleasant come and authorize it because it's on the contract, and all you got to do is show up,
say
that you're attending
a
few Zoom
anything.
Meetings, and then we get the subsidies. That's what Foxconn's plan is.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff. Good stuff. But in other regards of where Republicans, Brian, are failing on things that they claim in their narrative that they're great at. Local control.
Local control.
Let's pivot
yeah.
to another one here in another headline going on in Wisconsin. So yesterday, Brian, the Wisconsin Supreme Court announced that it will be taking up a lawsuit that the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is suing on behalf of two Dane County residents to overturn the Dane County mask mandate that is currently in effect by Public Health Madison in Dane County.
Oh my goodness. What a
Yes, the party of local control has found
wonderful use of time.
Wonderful use of time. Very similar to a November 2020 lawsuit that they filed in similar regards to the state Supreme Court. And back in August of this year, four months ago, the state Supreme Court turned away that lawsuit from 13 months ago on a 4-3 decision saying that they were not going to hear that case. But apparently,
but please,
something has changed.
But please.
And I'm curious to know how Brian Hagedorn is going to sign on this.
But please, can I? That's basically what they're doing.
They're just waiting. They were waiting for somebody to agree to take this case before the state Supreme Court.
How about now?
And now apparently Dane County is going to have this challenge heard in the state's highest court because I believe two residents of Dane County don't want to wear masks anymore, despite the fact that at the end of last week, Wisconsin was the highest per capita in COVID-19 cases, and Omicron has spread here in Dane County from 3 cases to 150 cases in the last 5 days.
Real quick here, you can give us all the reasons why people should wear masks and all this stuff and all the data and everything, but real quick question, very important here. Were these people arrested? Were these people harassed? Were these people jailed?
Depending on how you ask,
were these
harassed.
People locked up?
They were probably asked to wear a mask.
Destroyed? Were these people beaten? Were they thrown down? Were they had? Did they have hoses turned on them? Were they sat down on the side of the road and looked at? Were they searched up and down? Were they made to be paid to take a pee test? Were they made to do anything? Were they made to do anything besides, please, can you wear a mask? We have a mask mandate. Anything besides that?
Nope, that's pretty much all it was. They were asked to wear a mask so that
then
they
shut up, you little whiny babies, and put your freaking mask on. Shut up. I'm tired of this crap. You weren't asked to go and hurt anybody. You weren't asked to do anything besides put a freaking mask on.
You weren't drafted into the armed forces. You weren't sent over to fight a war on the other side of the world.
You weren't put on a train and sent to some work camp.
Nope. None of those things happened. These individuals were asked to wear a mask when they go pick up their groceries at Pick and Save and Costco.
The worst thing you see is people on planes, and most of the time it's because they've assaulted a freaking stewardess.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to say, they're not manhandled off the planes until after the fact that they assault somebody. They're not assaulted.
The people that are arrested are the ones who have done the assaulting.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so we've got
one arrest, not one. At the worst, you get kicked out of a freaking store.
Yep.
There's thousands of stores out there. Welcome to capitalism.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't like the Dane County mask mandate, you could literally go one county over any direction, and no other place in Wisconsin
you can have your
has
stuff
a mask
delivered
mandate.
To you. You
live
can in
a do
place
that too?
Where you can have your stuff delivered to you, and you don't have to worry about wearing a mask, you little freaking crybaby.
Exactly. Exactly. But Brian,
you gotta go and start a lawsuit because they're making me do something.
Yeah, I wonder how the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty goes out and seeks these individuals. Do you think they're kind of easy to spot at Costco, and they see that tantrum be thrown out there, and then they're like, "Hey, we want to represent you in overturning this mask mandate."
I don't know. I really don't want to. I don't really care how Will decides what they do, because they've clearly decided that no matter what happens, they're going to fight against whatever the blue shirts do.
It doesn't even matter what
they do. It's just the blue shirt did it. That's it.
Because, they're going to get it on both sides. They're going to get it on, you can't force me to wear a mask to end this pandemic, but why haven't you ended this pandemic, and why is my life not back to normal yet? They're going to do both. That is the party of local control.
Local control until I want it the way I want it.
Conservative lawmakers sued and Will sued
fiscal responsibility
all last
when
year.
You guys are in control, but when I'm in control, I just spend whatever I want. My freaking 9-year-old has more maturity than you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at, though, in the state
mask
of Wisconsin.
You're a mask.
And unfortunately, Brian, we do have another headline COVID-related here in Wisconsin.
Oh,
there are about 600 Wisconsinites that are currently hospitalized that are fine. They could leave the hospitals and be discharged. They are ready to leave the hospitals. And about 600 current occupants of Wisconsin hospitals cannot be discharged because they need to go to a nursing home or a different type of long-term care facility.
Yeah.
And they cannot go because of those facilities around the state are so severely understaffed that the hospitals cannot legally discharge them because they do not have anywhere to send them. There are available beds or in nursing homes and in these long-term care facilities, but there is nobody to staff them. We currently have federal workers. FEMA is sending in federal workers to staff facilities like that in Green Bay and in other areas around the state. That's how bad the COVID-19 pandemic situation
is. Damn, why is my life not normal?
And simultaneously, while that's going on, we have the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty suing to get rid of the only local control mask mandate that is in place. And we had the Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly last week say that there is nothing the Wisconsin legislature can do to alleviate the stress that the hospital system around the state is facing because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
There's nothing they will choose to do because they don't want to do anything unless it affects them. Even if they do, they just wish they had more money. Thinking Andre Jacques.
But
come back with us.
It's the longest day of the year, so I guess there's one bright side to look forward to. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be right back. One more segment of the day. Give us a call. 844-967-2789.